Today's daf is daf Samach Aleph. Today's daf sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zeicha Nishbas, Dov Yechiel Michal Ben Yeshua Chaim. Okay, so we are on Samach Aleph on the top of the two dots. Okay, so the Mishnah had mentioned that you have all these tiglachas. You had the four times we had the tiglachas. Of course, the Sveikos, where there was a Sapek, the Nutzorah, Sapek Tamei. So the Gemara asks an interesting question, which we're showing struggle to figure out what exactly the question is. It's by Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks the following question. Hani Abra Tiglachios, Tikamar. These four Tiglachos, these four hair cuttings, or hair removals that we mentioned in the Mishnah, are they all Mishum Mitzvah? Is that the Ikar Mitzvah that you have to do it? Oh, Mishum Avure Seyar Tuma. Or is it because you must remove the hair of Tuma, so that the hair that grows during Tuma has to be removed. Shonam asks, what are you talking about? Of course it's a mitzvah. You have a problem. It's all sveikos of a mitzvah, whether there was nazir. So Rishonam said, but only one that this really could be asking about is the third shaving. Because the third shaving was a tiglachas Tuma. The first two shavings were done for a mitzvah. He has to shave on day seven, and he has to shave 7 days after that. He has to do the shaving. The last one was for another tahar. That's part of his tahara process. The third shaving was the one that could have possibly been for, it could have possibly been for the tiglachas. What?
Why would you have to shave because of that pizza?
Because you have a halacha to shave.
No, it's not saying because of the
tumah. No, there's no chazitza because you have, it just says to take off the hair that grew with tumah. It has to be tar. It has to be tar hair. So you have to get rid of the tar. So
isn't that also part of being religious? It's a mitzvah. I mean,
right. So we're saying, Gemara asks you a question. Gemara asks, "Lamai nafkamina?" So what's the nafkamina? So the Gemara says, "La aburi binasha." Whether you could use depilatory to remove the hair. So iamar mishum mitzvah. If you say that the giluch is actually the mitzvah, it has to be done like you're saying. Then laburi ben ashalo. You can't use the depilatory because you have to do it the way the Torah prescribes you to do it. Viamar mishum aburi seyar. And if you say it's because of just you have to remove it because you have to remove that so the next hair grows b'tahara. So then afilu sachi nasa nami mai. So then you could probably use the depilatory mai. What's the halacha regarding all four? So the Gemara answers, Amarava Tashma, just look at the brisa that we mentioned before on yesterday's daf. That was the case where the Nazir had two Sveikos. He was right with the case of Sofek Tum of a Sofek Tsaras, and we learned, Migaleach Arba Tiglachios. He says he shaves four times. V'isakadayta Mishum Aburi Seyar Tumar, and if you can say at least the third one, because again, I'm not clear what the question is. If you say the third one is possibly not Mishum Mitzvah, just to remove the Tameh hair, so Afilu b'shalosh nami sagile.
You only need three.
You only need three. So Shema Minah, Mishum Mitzvah, Shema
Minah.
No, I think it's number three they want to get rid of.
Which is number three?
Number three is the one, number one, number two are Tsaras ones. Right. Number three would be possibly getting rid of the Naziris Petumah, the Nazir Tumah one. Number four was the Nazir Tara. But Tosos also asked, goes, how do you bring a Raya that Sam doesn't work by regular Tiglachas Tameh? The whole Bryce is dealing with it. It might have been, it's a suffix. That's a Tiglachas Tameh, but it's also a suffix Tiglachas Tahara. So what's the Raya? We're saying that the question has to be only on Tiglachas Tahara, Tiglachas Tuma. But this isn't a regular Tiglachas Tuma. This is a suffix Tiglachas Tuma. So again, I apologize. I just don't understand. I don't understand what the Gemara, the question, I guess, that we're showing him say is that it's talking about the third Tiglachas. I don't understand the answer. I don't understand what the Raya is because they're talking about a suffix. Okay, Hajjan Allah Shnei Nazirim, Hajjan Allah Shnei Nazirim, Hajjan Allah Shnei Nazirim. Okay, next parak, ninth parak. Is that the last parak? I think it's the last parak in the Masechta.
Yeah.
Okay, the Mishnah now deals with the Nazirus, well, it's a misnomer, the Nazirus of Goyim, which really is no Nazirus, of Avadim, which we say is Avadim Knanim, and Nashim, and women, and any Chilukim between them. So
why would you think they would have it? It's not Shechem Mitzvah for Menorah.
Because many Goyim to bring Korbanos.
Okay.
Sure.
Why not?
The whole reason why the base of Minas was destroyed was because the guy brought a garban, which they nicked.
The emperor said to come.
Right, for sure. So
they would have accepted.
Well, Goy cannot bring a chata. So we see. Maybe what's one of the limudim as to why he's not there. Goy cannot bring a chata. Goy can only bring a korban in the davar. So and then slaves and then women. Now, goyim, in the end, we say, cannot be mekabel upon themselves naziris. But avadim and nashim can be mekabel upon themselves naziris, except that the master can force the eved to violate his naziris. A husband cannot force a wife to violate naziris, but a husband, if he is mayfair on time, can uproot the wife's naziris. That would be the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah says,
grouping them together, I mean, Isha can definitely make
right, but there are distinctions between her naziris and other naziris and a regular naziris. There's no such thing as hafara by my naziris, only by a woman. So hakusim here it seems pretty clear that the kusim here is talking about goyim, even if they're not ovei avodah zara. The Rambam says the Rambam mentions that the kusim here is only because of the tzenzer, right? You don't that, but the kusim here, because kusim usually is a different type of word. Kusim means something different. But here it's talking about goyim. It's not even akum. It's just goyim. I don't know why they would censor that. What? Why would they want to be a Nazarite? Okay. So hakusim ein lehem naziris. They are not shayach. They're not in the parsha of naziris. If they even take the neder and they accept upon themselves naziris, it's not chal. They can drink wine. They can be metam in the mace. What tuma in the mace do they have? We'll deal with that as well. And even if they were knowing the naziris kedin, we cannot accept from them the korbanos, because those are not korbanos from nedava. Even though some of the korbanos could be brought from nedava, they bring it midin naziris. We don't accept. Next din, nashim va'avadim. These are avadim kananim, which those are always grouped together because usually whatever woman's chayvin, that's what eved is chayvin, right? Nashim va'avadim yesh lehen naziris. They have naziris. The woman is clearly mentioned in the pasuk. It says isha uisha ki yafli lindor nedir nazir la'ashem, right? And avadim, we're going to be dorish in the pasuk from the extraneous word. The Martaleim question is, why don't you just learn it out from women? Once women are chayav, then avadim are also chayav. So the Gemara is going to deal with that as well.
Not exactly the same.
Usually they are the same, but why? They're usually the same when it comes to their obligation to mitzvah. So definitely not the same, but when it comes to their mitzvah obligation, they are usually the same. So why here? So why? Maybe. We'll see. But here we say, Chomer bin Nashim and bin Avadim, there is a Chumra over nashim by the avadim. There's a certain chumrah when it comes to the shehu kofa es avdo. He can force his eved to drink wine, or he can force his eved to become a tamei, because like it's the shibud to the master overrides his own shibud to the nazir. So he can force him. He's still a nazir, but he's forced him to violate it. He has to do it again and again and again. He's going to be in trouble. The eno kofes ishto. But if the wife has a valid naziris, then he cannot force her to drink the wine. Now, like I said, the husband has permission to be made for naziris if he hears it, you know, Yom Shamo, and he does, and all the proper things are followed. Then she wouldn't be a nazira at all, and that the next mishnah, I think, will mention that there's a chumra by the woman over the eved. Or here it's chumra by women over the avadim. Depending on how you look at it, the naziris of the woman is more chumra than the naziris of the eved, in that the eved can be forced where the woman cannot be forced. And that's the way to read the Mishnah. Chomer bin nashim bin avadim. The naziris of the woman is more chumra than the naziris of the avadim. What?
You have to deal with it,
but he still has the obligation. He still has to deal with how the korbanos work. How does the woman bring the korban? It's not hers either. Okay. How does the child bring it? There are other ways. So people give them.
There are ways
to do it. Katani, the Gemara says that hakusim ein l'naziros, that the goyim, they don't have the opportunity, the ability to accept upon themselves naziros. It's not valid. Gemara says, not immediately. How do I know this? From where do you learn that there's no naziros for a goy? Why? They can take a neder, just like a Jew can take a neder, they can take a neder, right? And the zeros is just a subset of Nadarim. So why can't they? So the Gemara says, you learn out from the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, the Tanur of Banan, it says in the beginning of the Parsha of the zeros, it says, Dabero B'nei Yisrael. The Parsha says to B'nei Yisrael, right? Velola Ovdei Kachavim, and not to Ovdei Kachavim. And then it says, V'amarta Leim, and say to them. What it says, it already says Dabero B'nei Yisrael, so why does it say V'amarta Leim? That's extraneous. So the Gemara says the Bero B'nei Yisrael excludes Goyim. V'amar Talayim is L'Rabos as Avadim. That comes to include Avadim. So now from the Pasuk, we exclude Goyim and we include Avadim. So the Gemara says, L'Amal Nikra, why do I need a Pasuk to include Goyim, to include Avadim in the Ziris? Ha'amarta, don't we have a hard set rule? Kol mitzvah she'isha chayeves ba eben chayev ba. It's a cloud. And any that Avadim are chayev mitzvahs just like the women. And we learned that from that's a Gzeri Shava in, I think, Gemara in Chagiga. It says by woman, the Kasav La Kase Sefer Krisus, Kasav La, and by Shifra it says, O Chupsav Nola Sam La. So they make a Gzeri Shava of La La. Of La La. So why do I Nazirus, do I need a special passage to tell me that the Avadim are Chayo just like the woman? Why don't I just have the regular cloud? So Amarava Shani Hacha, it's different here by Nazirus. The Amakra, right now, the pasuk, the way the Gemara is going to do is the Gemara is going to say that there's a reason why that you would have had a specific, there's a reason why you need a specific limit here, because you would have excluded Avadim from a different pasuk for a different reason. What's the reason you may have excluded Avadim? The Amakra, Lasor Isar Al Nafsho. B'mish, it says L'Nafsho. So B'mish Nafsho K'nuyelo. It has to be a person or an individual who has the koach to aser his nefesh, meaning he has bilus over his nefesh. Yotza eved she'ein nafsho knuyolo. That would exclude eved. But hold, ein nafsho knuyolo. Oh, so period. So therefore, the eved would be included because he doesn't have his own nefesh. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hoel the ein nafsho knuyolo. So maybe it can't be in the zero. Because it says in the parsha Nadarim, this parsha of Esor Isar al Nafsho, that's by the parsha it's the regular parsha Nadarim, it's not the parsha Naziris. So why don't they learn that a guy can't take? Why can't we learn that a guy can't take a nether? Okay. He says, let's start Yishal Nafsho. That comes to exclude someone who doesn't have his own nefesh. Ho, ein Nafsho, Kanuyolo, ein Mulagabi Nazir, Namilo. That by Nazir, he should also not be able to take the Nazirus. Kamash Bala, and the brush, therefore we have the drasha that says, Vamar Taleim, which includes the Avadim.
Why is it limited just in
Nazir, that's my question also. The pasuk is by Nadarim, so shouldn't you now need a limud to include Avadim into Nadarim as well?
This whole thing we're talking about, is it just trying to be a dumb question?
Well, the next word is
Ever Yisrael is Chayav in all mitzvahs.
Well, that pasuk is talking about what happened here is he could then take away the
right. So he's sort of pulling it out of context a little bit. Right here.
That could be different. That the husband could take away the nether from the woman, as opposed to the opportunity to take the nether away from the husband.
So you're just adding to the question.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you. All right. So now the Gemara is going to continue. Amamar. Said before the Brisa, it says Davero Bnei Yisrael, right? Davero Bnei Yisrael, below the Odi Chachamim. From Bnei Yisrael, we learned that Avgayim are excluded.
The laws of Nedarim do not include slaves. They can't make a nether.
Okay, so that upsets the whole question there.
You might think
twice in Nazirus. It does apply to Nazirus because you had the pot. Okay, so if I take away that assumption, fine, then it works. Okay.
What's the Shabbat?
No, so you might have thought that they also wouldn't be able to take Nazirus, so therefore it says Vamarta Leim to include Avadim into that situation. Okay, thank you. Amamar, the Pasuk said, Davero Bnei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, Velola Ovechavim, doesn't include Goyim. So the Gemara says, Vekol Hechad Exib Yisrael Avo Ovechavim Lo. Is that true that any time that it says specifically Bnei Yisrael, that excludes Goyim from that entire parsha of the halacha? Vagave Erechin, when people make a neder of Erechin, which I don't know how to even. Translated. It's value vows, right? Value vows or set value vows, right? Because there's a set market value. The pasuk says by Erechim, Davero b'nei Yisrael, speak to b'nei Yisrael. V'tanya, we learn in a brisa that b'nei Yisrael marichin ve'ein ovichav marichin. B'nei Yisrael can take the Erechim vow. A guy may not. Guy can. I mean, he can, but it's not. It doesn't have any legitimacy if he takes the Erechim vow. Lachu lo yu ne'erachin. So they can't be. Maybe they can't be the subject of the vow. Maybe you can't say, I'll take the erech of the vow as well, an erech of a guy. I obligate myself to the erech of this guy. So you would think that that's no good. Talmud Lomar, it says ish, which includes the goyim into the fact that they have the value that a Jew can take an erech on them. So the Gemara says, well, just like over there, you had Daber B'nai Yisrael, which excluded a part of them, and then you have Ish, which includes a part of them. So too over here, we could say B'nai Yisrael, right? We could say B'nai Yisrael to exclude.
We are saying to
Right. We could say that maybe you could say that B'nai Yisrael means to exclude the fact that they can't bring a carbon, but nevertheless it says Ish, in the parashah it says Ish would include the Goyim to accept that the Naziris would be Chal. But we can't have the korban. Just like you did B'nai Yisrael and Ish to exclude and include over there, Riboy and Meat over there, so have the Riboy and Meat over here as well. So, right, because the Pasuk says, how does it work? It says, Aber B'nai Yisrael, Mark Leim, Ish, O Isha, Kiyafu, Lindor, Nedim, Meyad, Zil Hashem. So you have the B'nai Yisrael and the Ish. Just like an Erechin, you have B'nai Yisrael to exclude and Ish to include something. So to here, use the B'nai Yisrael to exclude and use the Ish to include something. So here we would say B'nai Yisrael to exclude them from the carbon, but Ish to include them from the possibility of taking the Naziris to begin with. The Gemara says, Shani Hachan, the Naziris is different. The Amakra, because the Pasuk says by a Nazir, La'aviv uli imo lo yitama. That the halach by the Nazir is that he can't become tamei even to his mother or father. B'mishi ish lo'av, yotz ovechav m'sh'in lo'av. That only applies to somebody who has a father, comes to exclude an akum that doesn't have a father, I think from a halachic standpoint, not from a biological standpoint. From a biological standpoint, they clearly have a father. It's talking about from a halacha standpoint. He doesn't even have, so therefore he doesn't have the halacha of not becoming tamei to the father. So since he's not shaykh and letzivoy, so therefore he can't take upon himself the
what do you mean halacha he doesn't have a father?
We'll read the Gemara. We'll read the Gemara. Right, a ger doesn't have a halachic father either. There's certain halachic that don't apply. So Gemara says, so Gemara says, that's a ger. So Gemara says, Lemai. So Gemara says, the Gemara asks the question in the next word. Lemai. What are you talking about? Legabe what is a guy not considered to have a father? What? Legabe what?
He's born again.
What?
He's born again.
No.
No.
That's a ger.
It's
a ger. In Yerusha, if you say it's a Gabi Yerusha, meaning that he doesn't inherit for the father, it can't be. Amar Bahama Rabbi Chia Bar Avin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ove Kochavim Yorish is Ovid Var Torah. Midah Raisa, Ove Kochavim is Yorish his father. The Pasuk says, this is in the second paragraph of the Varim, right? It says, Yerusha Leisav Nasati is Har Seir. I gave to Esav the Yerusha of Har Seir. He's Yorish. The whole Esav of Edom is Yorish Har Seir. So Ella, what does it mean? It means b'mishem musar al kibud av. It comes to exclude somebody who's not commanded on kibud av, which is very, very interesting because the goyim are not commanded on kibud av. Yet the quintessential kibud av that we learn from is Esav and Dama ben Sina, who both goyim. Right, I said Esav and Dama ben Sina. They're both goyim. So we say that they're not mechuyev. Gemara says that they're ainam
mitzuvos. Legally, Esav was a Jew. Anyways,
I don't, so again, that's stepping into a quagmire to talk about whether or not the avos were.
That's in 4 weeks from now.
That's a big major machlokus throughout Shas and throughout. The avos keep all the mitzvahs. The gemaras have to keep all the mitzvahs.
Right.
So that's a big issue. Okay.
Well,
Mishnah Kedushin says yes. Mishnah Kedushin says yes. That's Dama ben Asina. Dama ben Asina. That's Dama ben Asina, right? They wanted to get the stone for the Choshen, and he said, no, it came from his father, and they ended up getting a paraduma. All right? So the Gemara says, wait a second. So you're telling me now that the reason why the guy can't accept upon himself Nazir is because this idea he doesn't have the mitzvah of covenants of Yitzvah Zimecha. He says, Miksiv covenant of Yitzvah Nazir. What does that do with the price to China? What is the fact whether or not you have an obligation to honor your father has anything to do with whether or not you can accept upon yourself a Nazir? Miksiv kaveda zevicha nami nazir. You're getting picked up, just letting you know. Okay. So Ella Amakra, so the Pasuk says by Nazir, it says, La'aviv ulimo lo yitama. Whoever, he may not become tame to his father and mother. B'mishi yesh lo tumah. The Nazir only applies to somebody who has the concept of tumah. Yotze obi kuchavim she'en lo tumah. Comes to exclude a guy who does not have the concept of tumah v'tara. So the Gemara says, minolon. How do you know that the guy doesn't have a concept of tumah? Minolon de les lehu tumah. Meaning, the question is, someone who's nogeya b'meis, right? The assumption is here, is that the guy does not become tame. And since it says in the Nazir, parsha of Nazir, that you may not become tame, it comes to only speak to somebody who theoretically would have the concept of tumah. So minolon de les lehu tumah. The guy himself does not become the concept of tummy. If a guy touches a mace,
okay,
in the,
mace.
That's the question of the Gemara, so they're not included.
So isn't he always
tummy?
Always
don't
have a
it's not like if The guy's not matan ba'ol. Guy base is not matan ba'ol. There are certain things where guy it's different, and the guy himself doesn't have the concept of rishon, sheni, shlishi, tumas going into the base of midrash with tumah. He doesn't have that concept. He's not muzer on it, right? Minol under less lehu tumah. How do you know don't have the concept of tumah by guy? It's not that he's tahor, just he doesn't have the halachas of tumah. Right, minolon, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says, this is by the halacha of going into the base of midrash when you're tamei. It says ish asher yitma below yischata. Right, someone who's tamei should not make the sin, because if he goes into the base of midrash, v'nichrasan nefesh ahim mitochakal, his nefesh will be cut off from the nation. So that somebody who has the nation, someone who's part of the nation, that's misha yesh lokal yotzezeh she'en lokal, comes to exclude the guy who doesn't have a kal, they present tuma. Which is what are you talking about? That just may just be the punishment. Who's saying Mar says, Mimai, Dilma Karish Kudul Machai, Valatumi Mitamu, but nevertheless he's still shy of the concept of Tumah, he can't come to the base of Mikdash. Who says that excludes him from Tumah? That just excludes him from the punishment of Karis. So the Gemara says, okay, we still have to understand where the guy is excluded from Tumah. And so the whole point of this is, again, is to say that once the guy is completely excluded from the concept of Nazir, we can't take the word of Ish to pull him back in. Right, and therefore the Da'aber B'nai Yisrael excludes him completely. The Ish cannot pull him back in, and therefore it's different from Erechim. That's just to remember where we're holding. So the Gemara says brings another source where the guy to prove that the guy does not have Tumah. Amakra, this is the Pasuk, I believe, by the Paraduma, by the Mechatos. It says, V'hizah ha-tahor al-hatameh. So the Gemara, I think what's saying over here is that the word al-hatameh is extraneous. Right, so v'zohat tahor, we should say alav. The whole pasuk is talking about pouring onto the tameh. He says v'zohat tahor ala tameh. Right, could probably just said v'zohat tahor alav. So we learn from there from this extra word kol sheyesh lo tahara. Whoever has this concept of tahara, the para duma, yesh lo tuma. He also has tuma. The kol she'ein lo tahara. Whoever does not have this tahara of the para duma, which means the goy. Ain't lo tuma. How do you know the guy doesn't have the concept of tahara by paraduma? Because the pasuk says by the mechatos, it says v'hayisol la'adas b'nei Yisrael mishmeres l'mei midah. So it says it clear that's the mishmeres the b'nei Yisrael only that you have this. So since only b'nei Yisrael have the concept of paraduma, they're the only ones who also have the concept of tuma. Excludes the guy who doesn't have the concept of tuma. Therefore, if the guy doesn't have a concept of tuma, he's not part of the parsha of nazir. He's not part of the parsha of nazir. You can't go back and learn from Ish to pull him back in. Okay. So the Gemara says, no, who says that? Maybe, the same thing. Maybe he's just not part of the parsha of Tahara, but he's still part of the parsha of Tumah. Ve'ema Tahara hudlo have, but Tumah havele. He becomes Tameh, just has no way of getting rid of it, because he's not in the parsha of Paraduma. So now the Gemara brings another pasuk. Amakra, the pasuk says by the Mechatos, again, it says, Ve'ish asher yitma ve'lo yischata. So again, something here is extra. It says, it could have said, I guess, v'ish asher lo yischata. Why does it say yitama? What was the pasuk talking about again? That's where they learn it out from. He said, why does it say yitama? So a karch has come to teach us that only somebody who can violate via sin, he can become tahor. But a guy
can never become tahor again.
Cannot become tahor
again.
And therefore he's not shy of botuma. Okay, so now what you have, so that's the makor, right? It says amakra v'ish asher yitma v'lo yischata. So because it could have simply said v'ish asher lo yischata. Why does it say ish asher yitma? Why does it add the word yitma? It comes to teach us that only somebody who can do the mechatas and become tahor, he's the one who can become tameh, right? But somebody, right, yischata, it's someone who became tameh and didn't yischata, didn't do the mechatas process. So come to teach us that only somebody who could do the mechatas process is the one who can become tamei. So therefore, the guy is excluded. So now we have a source that a guy does not have the concept of tumah. So therefore, we can no longer learn that they can have naziris, because the parsha naziris says la'aviv ulimo lo yitamah. So it's muchach that the parsha is only talking about somebody who has the possibility of tumah. But once the guy doesn't have the possibility of tumah, he doesn't have naziris.
So why do you need
B'nai Yisrael? So now that you have another miut of B'nai Yisrael, so we should say that...
Not in Tumah, that's why you exclude from the Zeros. Why do you need the B'nai Yisrael?
So it must be teaching you something else, but it's not teaching you to exclude. It's not coming to... Oh, I hear you. Why do you have the whole pasuk of B'nai Yisrael to begin with?
Right.
Who else is it talking about?
Uh-huh. Why you don't need it? Right.
Well, why did the Torah doctor say? You're
right.
Very good.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you. What do you need the whole pasuk there to begin with? Good question.
Probably seven.
I don't know. As you said, you're learning, you're telling me that B'nai Yisrael is to teach me B'nai Yisrael. Ah, because you would have had B'nai... Yeah, who else would have been? I hear you. Okay. So now, which is weird, the Gemara goes back to the answer that we pushed off. Remember, originally, the second tarot that we had, why the Goyim weren't included, was because of this Tumah issue. The first answer we had on Amud Aleph was that the guy doesn't have Nazirus is because he doesn't have a father, Le'inyan Yerusha. That's where father's mentioned. And in Nazirus, it says Le'aviv. And so the Nazirus ought to be somebody who has an Av. So even though the Gemara already rejected this from Rabbi Yochanan, who says that the Goyim do have Yerusha, it says Le'esan Lasati, it's Har Seir, nevertheless, Rav Acha now is coming back to explain Yerusha differently, right? Explain Yerusha differently, and maybe he'll be able to resurrect this answer. So Rav Acha by Yaakov Amar, that really the reason that the guy doesn't have Nazirus is because Ein Lehem Av. Even though he has La'av, Le'gabe, Yerusha, nevertheless, Shani Hacha, it's different over here. The Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is by the Eved Kanan, it says, V'his Nachasem Osam Livnechem Acharechem. That if I own an Eved Kanani, that Eved Kanani passes on to my child, the Yerusha. So the Halacha is...
It says it's because of Erechem is the...
Erechim, well, no.
He says from Erechim. I'm talking about Yaakov. The Nazirus is different. So what's different?
Well, that's what we answered. That's what we just finished. Yeah. Nazirus was different in Erechim. We wanted to learn. Erechim, we wanted to learn the meat from Bnei Yisrael and then reboy it from Ish to put it back in. Just like Erechim, Bnei Yisrael knocked out Goyim from taking the Erechim vow, but Ish included them from being the subject of the vow. So we had to say Bnei Yisrael and Ish in Nazirus. So we said, no, you can't make that limud because the ish will not, he can't include ish, can't include goy in the ish of nazir because goy is explicitly excluded because they're not in the parsha of tumah. So that's why it's different from erechin. Now Rabbi Yaakov is coming back and say the reason why they're not included has nothing to do with the tumah. The reason why they're not included is because they don't have Yerusha. Going back to the original answer.
And the legal father, that's
what right. So Rabbi Yaakov Amar Shani Hacha, the Amakra. Right,
that,
put that aside because they can include they are included in Yerusha from they are no matter about them, Goyim. We're talking about Goyim. Avadim are included.
The reason the Goyim have no legal father, but we use it in respect to slaves.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. The reason we said one of the reasons why we wanted to exclude Goyim from the parsha of Nazir is because it says Aviv or Imo. And we said a guy has no Av.
Right.
Because
so what do we do with the
father? So the Gabi, what does the father, does the guy have no Av? The Gabi Yerusha. And the Gemara says he does have Yerusha.
Right.
So then we knocked it off. But despite being knocked off, it's now being resurrected. Okay? So Racha Bar Yaakov Amar Shani Hacha, the Amakra, the Pasuk says, this is by Eved Kanani, and the Pasuk says, V'his Nachaltem Osam, Livnechem Acharechem. Right? So that says that you learn from here that you can be Manchil, your Avadim, to give to your children. But it's the Chanachasem Osam, you, but Goyim do not pass on their Avadim via Yerusha, right? Because that's the Gemara in Gittin, I think that says. Velohim Konim Zedzeh. Right? But the Goyim don't have a Kenyan Guf in their Avadim, where the Jew does have a Kenyan Guf in their Avadim. So therefore, that's the Gabe that they don't have Yerusha. They don't have the Yerusha of Avadim. Goyim are not Yarshining their Avadim. So, the Gemara says, so. The kol she yeshlo nachala yeshlo tuma. The kol she ain lo nachala ain lo tuma. So again, so the nazirus would only apply to somebody who has this nachala. If you don't have this nachala, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do? They asked that question on one of the limudim. We said, like, what does that have to do with keeping av aim? What does that have to do with? So is that because of av? He doesn't have an av. So Gemara says, ihachi avadim nami. But if that's the case, Avadim also don't pass on Avadim B'Yerusha. They don't have Avadim.
They are.
But we also have the word Ish, which should bring the whole...
But we have a limud on
Tana. But we should have a limud on Ish as well, just like we have by Erechim. Right? What's the difference? I hear you. Like, it's weird. Like, they're trying... They say we have a limud for this, but we have a limud for this. So which one's carrying the day? That's your problem. That's what you're asking. Why? I don't know. So Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Rava. Rava says, no, don't make now. The Gemara says, the whole thing started because we had this concept of the Daber B'nei Yisrael and Ish, which you learned from Erechim, which was Memayit and Mivoy. Now he says, forget that. Don't compare us at all to Erechim. Ella Amar Rava, Bishlama Gabi Erechin Shenam Mar B'nei Yisrael, which means B'nei Yisrael Marichin Ve'ena Obeh Kachav Marichin. So Yachal Lo Yine Erechin, you're going to be the subject of the vow Tamalomar Ish. But Hacha, when it says by Nazirus, we can learn it as follows. We can say B'nei Yisrael is Nozrin V'mevi'in Korban. You would have thought to say that B'nei Yisrael are Nozrin V'mevi'in Korban, and the Ein Avod Kachavim Nozrin V'mevi'in Korban. That would have been the limud that they're excluded from the karban by Bnei Yisrael, but included in the parsha Naziris, but the word ish, just like by Erechin. But so the Gemara says, okay, so why not? So Amri imishim karban. The whole reason is that you're trying to say that the Daber Bnei Yisrael is what's excluding them, the Goyim, from the karban. But if I already know that Goyim are excluded from karban from elsewhere, then what are you exclude? Then what else can Bnei Yisrael be excluding them from? It would have to be excluding them from the entire parish of Naziris, and Ish would be left hanging, I guess, right? But so the whole reason is that the idea is that if we're coming into the parsha with the assumption that they can bring the karban, and therefore I need a miyut to knock out the karban, then Ish could be a reboy to include them into the parsha. But if they're already knocked out from karban, so Bnei Yisrael is a miyut, what is it excluding them from? It can't be excluding them from the Korban because we know that from elsewhere. So it's excluding from the entire parasha. I hear you. And what do you do with Isha afterwards? I don't know. Right. You didn't even have to ask the question. I know. I know that's your question. Okay. So Amri, Imishim Korban, Lav Mehacha Nafkalai. I don't learn it out from there. Elame Hasam is from a different drasha. It says Leola. Right? It says Daver Abnei El Aaron, Vel Banav, Abnei Yisrael, Vel Martaleim, Ishi, Shibes Yisrael, Menager, Be Yisrael, Asher Yakiv Korbano, Lechol Nidereihem, V'chol nivosam, asheik ru l'Hashem le'ola. That's in Perek HaVez, V'yikra Pasuk Yudches. The Brice and Menachos, Daf Ayin Gimel HaVez, learns from the words ish, yeah. That not only Bnei Yisrael can be no dare and bring, but even Goyim can be no dare. And then from Ola, they said that the Obey Kachavim cannot bring Naziris. I don't know, that's the Lima in Menachos. Ish included Goyim.
Would that also include a hadar?
Well, then it would be included once Goyim are included. And then also the Goyim can bring the karbanos because a woman can bring a karban. They don't have to learn an extra drasha for Goyim. Once the woman, for a hadar. They already have it from the women. So the Gemara says, so Elame Hasim Laola, which we learned over there, is Prat Lenaziris Dirib Yosi Aglili. That even though the Goy can take a Nedava and bring Nedava Nedavos and bring karbanos, he cannot bring the karban Naziris. So he's already excluded. So if he's already excluded over there, I'm not exactly sure how that excludes him, but that's the Gemara Menachos. If he's already excluded over there, so the Daver Bnei Yisrael has to exclude something. What's it excluding? Exclude them completely. So therefore, I never have the question. The whole question was Bnei Yisrael include, Bnei Yisrael exclude Ish include. But once I'm excluding them from everything, I can't include them back in from Ish. So the Gemara then says, okay, I have another, maybe I can say as follows. Maybe I can learn that Bnei Yisrael excludes something else. In other words, our problem we're saying now is Bnei Yisrael can only exclude, it has to be excluding Goyim. Right. Maybe if I say Bnei Yisrael is excluding something else, and then Ish comes to include Goyim. What would the other thing, something else that Bnei Yisrael could theoretically exclude? Gayim. No, Gayim and all mitzvahs. So Ema, Bnei Yisrael knows him Naziris Olam, Ve'ena Ovi Chachavim knows him Naziris Olam. Maybe Bnei Yisrael is talking about Naziris Olam, specific halacha by Naziris, and we're excluding Goyim from Naziris Olam, and Ish would then be including them in regular Naziris. So the Gemara says, Yachol lo yu Nazirim at all, Tamad lomar Ish. So the Gemara says, Amir Yachol, Miksiv Nazir Olam. What are you talking about? Where's the possible any mention of Nazir Olam? Talk about Stam Naziris. Says, okay, Ema, maybe, Bnei Yisrael, Madirin Bnei Yim B'Nazir. Bnei Yisrael is coming to teach them that Bnei Yisrael can the fathers can accept upon, can take, except for their young sons, Anazirus, Ve'ena Obe Kachavim Adir B'Neim Nazir, but the Goyim can't, and Yochaloya Nazirim, maybe they won't be able to Nazirim at all, and Tamalomer Ish, then Gemara says, you know what, forget it, I'm knocking everything off, don't bother me anymore, Amar Rav Yochanan Halachi Ibn Nazir.
So
let's go Moshe
Mishinai. So the father can accept for his son Nazir.
Yeah, we had that Mishnah, his father can accept for his young child Nazir.
Nazirus,
we're Nazir Alam. Nazir Alam was one paragraph, and now Anazirus. It probably could.
So the fallback is
in the end, Salach L'Moshe Sinai, enough with this, Salach L'Moshe Sinai.
All forms of Naziris are just for
the fact that a guy, the fact that a guy, wait a minute, I mean,
yeah, like four forms of Naziris.
Right, so what can the father do for the son?
What can a guy do?
Guy can't do anything. Guy is now excluded from the parish of Naziris.
But the for certain forms of the zero, but not a carbon given because you never get out of the zero.
But that's not because of the zero, it's because you can never finish it. It's a separate halacha as to because the zero becomes perpetual. There also sometimes you become tummy, there's some sveikos and stuff like that won't allow you to get out of it. So the Gemara says, Hamar Yochanan halachi ben azir. That's what it is, halacha Moshe Mishinai. So if there's halacha Moshe Mishinai that says that the guy cannot become a nazir, so he can't make these limudim from the pasuk.
Yeah, that father can't hold
nazir
from the son.
That's not the truth. Oh, okay. Fine. So if, okay, I hear that. Okay. That makes a lot more sense. It makes much more sense. Thank you. So therefore, saying that since the halacha Moshe Mishinai, so the pasuk can't be dealing with the pasuk of Be'er B'nei Yisrael and Ish can't be dealing with that, and therefore the guy is excluded. What? Where? Okay. Good. So therefore, if I'm not learning that from a pasuk, so that can't be what B'nai Yisrael and Ish is coming to. It makes much more sense. Can't be what B'nai Yisrael and Ish are coming to include and exclude, because that can't be what the pasuk is teaching us, because we already learned that from halacha Moshe Mishinai. So it's halacha Moshe Mishinai, but I made a mistake. I made a mistake of what the halacha Moshe Mishinai is. I said the halacha Moshe Mishinai was that a guy can't become a nazir. That's not the halacha Moshe Mishinai. The halacha Moshe Mishinai, as Yossi pointed out, is that the father can make the son and impose the nazirus on the son. So if that's learned from halacha Moshe Mishinai, I'm not learning that from the pasuk. And if I'm not learning that from the pasuk, what else am I learning from the pasuk? Can't be the guy, because the guy's already excluded. So Ema B'nei Yisrael Megalchen and Azirus Havien, they ain't Ovi Kachav Megalchen and Azirus Havien. Maybe you'll say that from the words of B'nei Yisrael, I learned a specific halacha that the B'nei Yisrael can, I don't know what the halacha is over here, that even if his son, even if the son wasn't a Nazir, only the father was a Nazir, the son can shave on behalf of the father. But ain't Ovi Kachav Megalchen and Azirus Havien. So Yachol Lo Yu Nazir and Klal, Tamad Lomer Ish. I don't know what the rule is. Works. The halacha here seems to say. Right. That just that specific halacha is excluded. The Gemara is going to answer, right? Rabbi Yochanan halacha ibn Azir. That the fact didn't Rabbi Yochanan say that? I guess this whole idea of the son and the father is halacha Moshe Mishinai. So what are you asking us again?
No.
Tamid Omer Ish. So the Gemara answers by Itmar Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Ibn Nazir. That it's not. It's like we said. Everyone explained to me before that the halacha, that the din of a man being able to be megaleach on the nazirus of his father, Rabbi Yochanan told us that that's halacha Moshe Mishinai. So if we already learned that from halacha Moshe Mishinai, you can't say that the word B'nai Yisrael is coming to exclude a guy from that. I don't need to exclude a guy from that. That's halacha Moshe Mishinai. I only need it from the pasuk. So since I cannot explain the miyut of B'nai Yisrael in any specific halacha of Nazirus, so therefore the riboy of Ish can't come to include them into... The whole point was that B'nai Yisrael is a miyut, and Ish is a riboy.
Right.
But I'm not being mimayed anything from B'nai Yisrael. If I'm not being mimayed anything from B'nai Yisrael, I'm not being marved anything from Ish. So I never have the problem. And therefore the maskana of the Gemara, I believe, is like like Rava, that you cannot compare Erechin to Nazirus. Even though by Erechin we were Memai by B'nai Yisrael and Marbe by Ish, when it comes to Nazirus, there's nothing to be Marbe, because I excluded the Goyim already from the Karban. The only thing B'nai Yisrael can exclude them from is from the entire concept of Nazirus.
Wow.
Avodah Kedoshim are not added back in. That's why they're excluded. Avodah Kedoshim are excluded from
the...
Eved Kanani, we said Va'amar Talei. Okay. Chana Bekash, Omer Rosh Tavarach, Lazak, Yisrael, 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 Yis